This is the Our Inheritance podcast. This season, we will focus on stories about wonder and fascination in the natural world. We explore stories about plants and animals that hold special meaning to us, and through our observations and experiences, we develop a respect and sense of awe for the amazing wonders on this planet. I'm Horace, and in this episode, I'll explore the amazing intelligence of the American crow. I've grown up in an urban neighborhood in Minneapolis, and crows are a familiar part of the cityscape. Nearly every day, many people, including myself, encounter these often overlooked birds and pay them no mind. But there's more to crows than meets the eye. Personally, I never thought twice about crows, even though I've encountered them countless times. But in my environmental science class, when I was presented with the fact that these birds actually possess some incredible problem-solving skills, I became interested in learning more. I found that I feel a sort of draw to this species, as one of my biggest hobbies is computer programming, and problem solving is a major part of that process. Well, with this newfound knowledge of crows and this personal connection I have, I decided to focus my podcast episode on this species in an exploration of their unique abilities. Crows, frequently dismissed as mere producers of background noise, have remarkable intelligence and an incredible knack for problem solving that parallels the complex thinking that we value in human society. Their species' knack for solving puzzles isn't just anecdotal, it's backed by research. Crows are known to be able to use tools, which is a trait once thought exclusive to only humans and our closest primate relatives. But in the wild, crows have been observed fashioning sticks into hooks that they then use to retrieve food from hard-to-reach places. This clever act gives us just a glimpse at crows' problem-solving capabilities and practical skill set. Crow intelligence extends beyond the use of tools. Crows have shown and been tested in science experiments to understand the concept of water displacement. An article by the Smithsonian Magazine describes a study done on crows. Through numerous trials and experimenting, researchers were able to conclude that crows understand this concept. The crows in the experiments figured out that by dropping stones into a water-filled tube, the stones would raise the water level and give the crows access to a floating treat. These shocking results show not just an understanding of cause and effect in crows, but also the birds' abilities of planning and foresight. In addition to these intelligent capabilities, crows also exhibit remarkable social intelligence. They learn from each other and have the ability to pass on knowledge across generations of crows. This cultural transmission plays a critical role in their survival, especially in urban environments where adaptability is even more important. In research done by Dr. John Marsluff, a professor of wildlife science at the University of Washington, Dr. Marsluff co-authored a paper showing that crows possess an exceptional memory for recognizing potential threats. This trait is a crucial one for the species' survival in densely populated urban areas. In this study, Dr. Marsluff conducted an experiment where him and his colleagues wore masks and went to the crows' habitat. Some of the masked scientists then trapped birds, while the others just passed through. Years later, when they returned to the same habitat with the same masks, not only did the crows remember which masks were associated with danger, but the crows had also taught their new generations to recognize and react to the threats. Dr. Marsluff's research demonstrates crows' ability to communicate and preserve vital survival information across their social networks. This shared learning isn't just about recognizing danger, but also collective adaptation and response, which is a demonstration of the depth of their social intelligence. Crows' adaptability is vividly illustrated in the ways that they interact with human-made environments. An article by PBS describes observations on crows in Japan. The crows have been observed dropping nuts on road crosswalks and waiting. Once the cars have driven over and cracked open the nuts, the crows will wait for the light to turn red, and when it is safe, they will drop down and retrieve the edible contents of the nuts. In this example, the crows' ability to observe, learn, and then tactically interact with urban environments shows a level of intelligence and depth that is awe-inspiring and is a testament to the evolutionary success of these birds. These observed behaviors of crows offer us a window into the complexity of their species' intelligence and the depth of their thinking, learning, and problem solving. Throughout today's exploration, we've delved deep into the remarkable behaviors of the American crow, revealing a level of intelligence in this species that many are not familiar with. These birds not only solve complex problems, but do so through sophisticated social interactions that involve learning from and teaching each other. Their species survives and thrives through innovation and shared knowledge. As we've seen, crows can remember faces, communicate threats, and even use tools in ways that were once thought to be exclusive to humans. Their ability to adapt and learn from human activities further showcases their ingenuity and capacity for thought. In this episode, we've gotten a glimpse into the depth of crows' intelligence and the complexity of their societal structures. As we wrap up the episode, I hope I've shifted your perspective on what might just seem like another common bird. The American crow is a species that employs some of the most sophisticated problem-solving strategies in the animal kingdom. If you've enjoyed this journey into the minds of one of nature's most ingenious creatures, please subscribe, rate, and review Our Inheritance. And don't forget to check out other episodes on the podcast for more insights into the wonders of our planet. Thank you for listening, and I encourage you to continue learning more about crows.